Welcome to Talks from the Bible. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he had not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. John 3:16-18. Christ is the only begotten Son of God. This truth must be believed by everyone who would desire to be saved. Our faith must rest completely in Christ. Belief involves assurance, trust, and obedience. We must yield ourselves to Christ. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Galatians 2:20. Christ must become the focus of our life, and we must live by the divine standard that has been delivered unto us. The Word of God is the faith of Christ. The Word of God is a pattern that is to govern our life and control our conduct. Faith must be lived each day. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Romans 12:1-2. Our bodies must be surrendered unto God, and we must prove our faith by the life that we live according to the will of God. This is faith. Faith is not simply an acceptance of the existence of God. Faith is a yielding to God, whereby God, according to his will, molds our life. For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain, Philippians 1:21. This is faith that will give us everlasting life. The faith that saves constrains us to die to ourselves, to sin, and the world, and live under the lordship of Jesus Christ. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory, Colossians 3:3-4. Believing in Christ is to hear his invitation and follow him in every aspect of our life. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps. 1 Peter 2:21. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.